It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day. Good day. Welcome to Speak Out 2.0. Live from the Ken Perello Real Estate Tower in Bullhead City. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. It is Thursday, April 8th, 2024 already. We're buzzing through. Guys, Valentine's Day is next week. Might want to stop and get a card. You know, might want to make a dinner reservation. Yeah. Don't forget, it's coming up. This is your friendly reminder, because if your wife is listening right now, or your girlfriend, and you don't respond, she's going to say to you, even last Thursday, Larry mentioned it on his show. So, guys, get with it. We're going to get to our guest, Rebecca Vaughn, with Catholic Charities in just a moment. But I do want to tell you that starts tonight, tomorrow night, and then Saturday and Sunday, it's called Barbecuing Hamlet. It just sounds like a funny play to me. It's the River City's Community Theater Players, and it's at Mojave High School Auditorium tonight and tomorrow night. It's at 7 o'clock, and then Saturday and Sunday, it's at 2 p.m. You get your tickets at rivercitycommunitytheaterplayers.org, or you can get them at the door. And then Monday, there's a lunch and learn with the Kingman Chamber at the Embark Truck Driving School in Kingman. Yeah, for more information, contact the Kingman Chamber at kingmanchamber.com. Yeah. And then don't forget Mojave Electric Cooperative, Monday evening, has their town hall. And that's on reliable energy for rural Arizona. It's going to be at Los Lagos Golf Course. And feel free to come. It's open to the public. It's 7:30. Any questions, call MEC at 928-763-1100. All right. Let's change up our tunes. And let's go drop into the 70s. We got together, baby. Yeah. Barry White.
We definitely got our thing together.
Yes, we did. Yes. And welcome, Rebecca Vaughn from Catholic Charities. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You betcha. So in Bullhead, I mean, Catholic Charities is statewide, right?
Yes.
But in Bullhead City specifically, your organization runs the homeless shelter.
That is correct.
And how long have you been with them?
I've been with them since September this past year.
Okay. And then the shelter's been open, what, 3-4 years?
4 years.
4 years. The idea of a homeless shelter, some people think, well, you build a shelter and then we're going to get more homeless. Have you guys found that to be true? Do you think our homeless population is up because you built the shelter?
Well, I certainly have heard that notion many times since coming on board. And to that, I would say, obviously, there's a housing crisis throughout the nation.
Right.
And every city has homeless people. We are just lucky enough to have a shelter to provide some resources and some solutions. So I think at the end of the day, we should, you know, celebrate the fact that there's a shelter here. As far as bringing people here, if somebody really wanted to come and just get a hold of some of those resources, those people they're not coming here and living on the streets and then just staying here because there was a shelter.
Right.
If they're coming here to use the resources and get housed in permanent supportive housing, that might be true. I mean, I couldn't speak for every single homeless person that's come through, but I would say in those cases, great, if they came here and got the resources they need. I can tell you that the point in time count, so every January nationally, there's a PIT, they call it a PIT count.
Right.
So that was just done a couple of weeks ago here locally and nationally. It happened all across the board, but in Mojave County. Preliminary numbers don't show a huge increase.
Okay.
You know, it's about the same. For Mojave County, we have those three basic big cities. So we've got Havasu, Kingman, Bullhead, and then plus some little outliers there. But it runs about 100 per city, which, you know, is normal. It's kind of been normal for us around here. And it's not a lot in the grand scheme of things.
And, you know, City Manager Toby Cotter said the other night during the city council meeting, he mentioned that we should be glad we have the homeless shelter. And the city does not tolerate, you know, illegal camping on, you know, state lands or anything like that. And, you know, when you look at Phoenix, you look at Vegas, you look at Southern California, where you see tents under easy, under, you know, bridges and everything else, we don't have that here. And we're very fortunate that we don't. And when we do, the city goes out and cleans it up. In fact, this was, the conversation was that they were going to buy an ATV or UTV, whatever you want to call them, with a trailer that can get out into the desert areas where they are and tell them, you know, in 24 hours we're going to come back and clean this up. You got to find somewhere to go. And they give them the resources. You know, they give them the information of the homeless shelter. And, of course, when you get them into the homeless shelter, your goal is to give them the resources to be able to become a productive citizen again.
That's absolutely true. So from everything from just that first shower, of course, and laundry services, to we have computers so they can seek employment. A big part of what a lot of these people are missing is they don't have a driver's license or a social security card. So our PATH case managers make a trip every month to Needles, to the Social Security office, with clients needing social security cards to get them those.
And so you drive them down there to get it?
Yes.
Wow.
Not me personally, but our PATH case managers.
Your organization. Yeah.
So, and the other thing is a lot of times when you're applying for these, either your Social Security benefits or your Social Security or anything like that, if you don't have a return address, like, you're kind of dead in the water. You can't go much further. But with the shelter, we provide that return address. And so you can receive your mail there. You can receive your driver's license if you have applied. Recently, just very recently, we had a man come in, and he was from somewhere in the Midwest, and he hadn't had a driver's license in 40 years. Our case managers inside helped him to get online, and it was because it had been revoked for one small moving violation.
40 years ago.
But he didn't have the tools. He didn't know what he needed to do. So it was quickly resolved. The fees were quickly paid, and he was able to get a driver's license locally. Once he was able to get a driver's license, and they also helped him get his Social Security benefits, well, then now he has a car. So while he's still working on employment, now he has a car and a driver's license, because as most of us know, you're not. It's really hard to get a job without those things. So, you know, sometimes it's basic, you know, starting at the very, very most fundamental things that, you know, we can take for granted. Like, hey, we need some, they just need help with that. And that is happening every day in our shelter.
How many beds do you have for the homeless population?
So we have 20 beds for men, 20 beds for women, 8 beds for veterans, and housing for up to 3 families all at the same time. So we call it a 57-bed shelter.
Okay.
And that is, we are pretty consistently full.
Really?
Yes.
So men and women.
Men and women.
And then do you have families in the family section right now?
Absolutely. Our family shelter pretty much stays full, and it is currently full.
And when I toured it before it opened, I believe they said that in the family section, they're responsible for their cooking, their wash, their everything, because you're providing them a place to live. But they already had a house that they lost or an apartment they lost or whatever. So they know how to live that way and still stay as a unit, as a family, and take care of themselves. That's correct, right?
That is correct. So in our family shelter, there's 3 separate bedrooms that lock and bathroom, so that the family unit itself has privacy.
Right.
The living area and the kitchen area and the dining area are community.
Right, they're
so
common.
They come in, and it is, of course, the expectation that they clean up after themselves, and they coexist peacefully. We don't have problems with that generally. And then we have a nice fenced backyard, and, you know, at any time you can see kids out there playing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's really a positive experience.
So I attend the homeless committee meetings in Bullhead City. Mm-hmm. And when I go there, I heard someone say, and I don't even know if this individual is still with you guys, say that you can't ask the homeless people to clean up. You can't ask them to do dishes. You can't ask them to watch the laundry while it's being washed. And that's because of some of the grants that you receive?
That's a great question, and I don't want to speak out of turn or on something I'm not fully educated on. But so when in the family shelter, for instance, of course it is the expectation that they clean up after themselves. If when they exit the family shelter, it's not in a condition that, you know, you or I would deem clean.
Livable, yeah.
No, we're not going to hold they're not going to hold their new housing in exchange for what person's standard of cleaning. No. Because the goal is getting them housed and getting them back on their feet. So I think where that kind of comes from is, you know, bigger picture stuff. Let's look at the bigger picture.
Yeah, like the 20 and 20, the 20 men and 20 women, can you ask them, hey, you guys need to make your beds, you need to clean up, you need to do this and do that, and one of you needs to mop the floor, and a couple of you, if you can dump the trash. Because I was led to believe you can't ask them to do that.
Well, I think that what you're probably told is that you can't ask them to do it in exchange for a place to sleep. So that's kind of making it conditional. So if you get a bed in there, you get it for 30 days. And after 30 days, if you are making progress on getting yourself housed, if you are working towards getting your driver's license, Social Security,
if you've gone through these steps,
if you are making an attempt, if you're really putting forth the effort, then you're going to get another 30 days. Okay. And then at the end of 60 days, if you're still working on getting yourself housed and taking responsibility for yourself, then you're going to get another 30 days.
Okay.
So you won't max out till 90, but we're not holding that conditionally for chores.
Right.
You know, and we're very lucky. We have great volunteers. And, of course, a lot of people that come in the door, of course, are cleaning up after themselves. I mean, I think we're talking about ones and twos that might not want to. Right. But it's a big community feel in there.
Because day that she said that, I said, well, you mean you can't even ask them to clean up behind themselves? And she said, no. And I said, well, what time do I need to stop by? I'll ask them. I don't have a problem walking in and saying, guys, you know, clean this place up. Ladies, clean this place up, you know. But I understand the grants. Stick around. We're going to come right back. Feel is their appointed
duty. Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
I'm Tyler Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine-in, catering, or to-go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's Meal Prep Solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafower, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Every weekend could be Honeydew Weekend with the help of Tom and Leslie from the KNTR Talk, the Money Pit Radio Show. You will discover all kinds of hints, tricks of the trade, and even expert advice when it comes to your home, garden, yard, patio, and everything else your honey has to do. Be listening to the Money Pit every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KNTR Talk, Voice of the Free. The Money Pit is sponsored in part by Quality Marble and Granite, Bullhead City, where quality is set in stone.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perello Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City. We're brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, when you have an emergency, you want help fast. If it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, every single minute counts. That's why it's important that you choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is here to offer care 24/7. Learn more at westernarizonaer.com. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Hey, guys, speaking of Valentine's Day, you can have Valentine's dinner at Laughlin Ranch. Call now and make your reservation. You get a wedge salad or a Caesar salad or a house salad along with filet mignon or Australian lobster. Yeah, lobster tail. Yeah, not the whole lobster. You get the tail. And then veggies and cheesecake for dessert. Make your reservation now. Don't wait. Call 928-754-1243. 754-1243. East West Financial Services. Hey, are you thinking of retirement in 2024? Maybe you've got a retirement plan and you just want to run it by somebody and go, hey, is this still good this year? Well, East West Financial Services specializes in retirement planning. Offices in Bullhead City and Kingman. You call him up and you don't have to pay to sit down and talk to him. You can't beat that. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. Call Jack Mafar at 928-888-9828. Legacy Rehab and Care Center. You want to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire you and train you to become a certified nursing assistant. And when you become that certified nursing assistant through MCC, you make more money. Yeah. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, and occupational therapists. And it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. We're back with Rebecca Vaughn. Would you say your title is marketing or public relations or?
So my official title is community relations and philanthropy coordinator.
Philanthropy coordinator.
Philanthropy coordinator, that's right. So I'm working real hard right now at connecting the community to the shelter and just letting them know what we're doing inside there. And that's a big piece of also philanthropy. So,
right.
You know, once we can get the community kind of on board and understanding what happens there and all the great things that are happening inside of there, I think then we can focus on that philanthropy piece.
And I won't drill you, but are they keeping track of, like, how many driver's license they help people get in a year and how many get their Social Security? Because that's what kind of justifies their existence, right?
Absolutely. So from Catholic Charity standpoints, we kind of keep track on a Northern Arizona basis. So
oh, okay.
I have been, of course, in search of those numbers, and I've been having to kind of break some things out. I have, you know, our shelter itself, as far as how many meals, how many beds, how many showers, how many computer uses, we track those.
Do you have any of those numbers?
I have them all if you want them.
Whoa.
I'm looking right at them. So in 2023, we had 14,629 bed nights.
Wow.
In our shelter.
14,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could be, you know, some guys staying, like you said, up to 90
mm-hmm.
days.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how many bed nights.
Mm-hmm. And then in our family shelter, it was another 3,102.
And that's the three rooms for the families.
Yes, sir. Yes. So for meals, we served just about 15,000 breakfasts, 24,000 lunches, 22,000 dinners, and 11,000 snack meals. So if you come in and you're hungry and it's between breakfast and lunch, and you know you're really you're hungry and you're ready for food, they've got sack lunches that our volunteers prepare. So a granola bar, an apple, a sandwich.
So I can stop in and get a snack? No.
Absolutely. You absolutely can.
It was funny yesterday. Yesterday I stopped to see my buddy Dennis Miller at Precision Auto, I think it is. I coached him in Little League 40 years ago. And he's got these puppies, and they were jumping up on me. Well, it's a shop. And they got, you know, oil and stuff all over my shorts, my white shorts. And when I went home, my wife said, "You look like you just came out of a homeless shelter," because I was filthy.
Oh.
And I said, "Yeah, I don't think I'll be stopping by there anymore during the week. You know, maybe on Saturdays when I'm in jean shorts and working in the yard or something."
Right.
But yeah, my shorts last night were trashed by these puppies.
Oh.
Yeah, because they run around the shop and stuff. So you've got a lot of numbers there. You mentioned 24,000 lunches and 22,000-ish dinners, so more lunches. Are you getting homeless people then that just walk in and say, can I get a lunch? I'm going to keep moving, or I'm going to...
Absolutely. And I'm glad you asked, because another great point is the meals and the laundry and the computer use, they're not just for anybody who's homeless. If you're experiencing food insecurity, if you don't have hot water at your house or your water's been turned off, you're welcome. So... You could be housed and hungry.
That's a major statement.
Yes.
So, like you said, if someone's in an apartment and their water got turned off or something, or
yes.
in a house and their water got turned off, or the washer or dryer's broke, you know, they can buzz over there and use yours.
Yes. So laundry is limited to one load a day.
Okay.
Because, of course, we don't want to use it as a laundromat. But, you know, people... it's not just black and white, housed and unhoused. You know, you can be unhoused and you can be hungry.
Right.
You know, and fortunately in this community we have these great establishments like Praise Chapel, you know, Food for Families, these food banks.
Right.
You know, and this is a big deal, and those things are heavily utilized. So, yes, during the day our shelter is open to anybody who needs it.
Okay. And then you mentioned showers. You keep track of how many showers a day?
We do. So you're checked in and you're given... like a travel size shampoo and soap.
Okay, like a hotel.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then they track that.
Okay.
Yeah. Make sure that they're.
How many showers last year?
I don't have it on here.
Okay.
I don't have it on here. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But yes, everything's tracked.
I would imagine
they're checked in.
When a homeless person walks in there, the first thing they want is a shower.
Yes.
And you guys have clean clothes, or do you have clothes there at all?
Well, that's a great question. So we don't have the space to have a community closet. So we keep on hand what we can, what we have the space for. I was just on that shelter side the other day, and somebody came in and said, "Can I have a clean shirt?" And the case manager said, "Of course, I'll get you a clean shirt." So we don't have an abundance of it.
Right.
We do work closely with... Autumn over at the Boys and Girls Club,
oh,
and
good.
We work on a voucher system, so our case managers can give them a voucher, and they can take it down to the thrift store in Hancock, which is the closest
right.
one, and they can get what they need there from her store for free.
Well, and that's
yeah,
that's vital.
It is. It's a wonderful partnership.
It doesn't do any good to take a shower and put back on the same dirty clothes that you've been wearing for 3 days.
I could not agree more.
All right.
Yeah.
Rebecca, let us take a break. Again, half past the hour. A couple things for you, the listener, to tell you. Tomorrow, Rich Lettman, Bullhead City Councilman, will be here. And if you listen to Speak Out Before Me, Paul Lavoie, he's going to have Ron Gould in there. Baby, let's cruise.
Elevate your online experience with fast, reliable, 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Now available in some areas of Bullhead City and for Mojave. Sign up today. Visit TWNcom.com/Mojave. That's TWNcom.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095. Find a plan that's right for you and your family. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
Guys, make your reservation now for Valentine's Day dinner at Laughlin Ranch Grill. The featured special starts with a wedge salad or a Caesar salad or a house salad. Then dinner, filet mignon and Australian lobster tail, plus vegetables and cheesecake dessert. Make your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243. Spoil your loved one. Regular menu also available. Nail down your reservation now. Call Laughlin Ranch, 754-1243.
The Mojave Community College Booster Club is helping to bring collegiate sports programs to our Mojave County Community College campuses. The first sport will be men's and women's soccer. The MCC Booster Club is in a campaign to raise funds to make this possible. We are in the final stretch of the drive. The annual fundraising golf tournaments in Lake Havasu, Kingman, and Bullhead City are upon us. Our hope is these tournaments will put us over our financial commitment to help bring sports to our local MCC campuses. The Booster Club is currently in need of corporate sponsors and can only reach our goal with our community's support. To find out about the different levels of sponsorships and benefits included, please contact Gary Reynolds at 928-716-8182. That's 928-716-8182 for more information. Thank you for supporting the MCC Booster Club's endeavor to bring college sports to our communities. The Mojave Community College Booster Club is a 501c3 entity.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. We're going to get back with Rebecca Vaughn here in just a moment with Catholic Social Services. But I do want to remind you, we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, MEC, and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative. Need your help with the generation and transmission of power and reliable, affordable electricity to you. To continue to do that and be able to provide that, MEC has to look at alternative ways and additional resources and renewable energy and be flexible. You know, none of us want to lose our power like we did a year and a half ago. So they're looking at other ways. MEC is asking you to go to ReliableEnergyArizona.com. Learn more and show your support. Mojave Mortgage, it's 2024. Are you thinking, I want a house this year? I want a home. I want a boat. I want a motorhome. Yeah, well, guess what? You're going to need some cash. So you call Chad Hansen. He's the founder and CEO at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. Offices in Bullhead, Kingman, Havasu, everywhere. So you call him up and you say, all right, Chad, buddy, I need some money. He said, well, come on in, sit down. So you go into his office, you sit down, and then you say, oh, I need, my wife and I want to buy a big motorhome and go on vacation for a year, so we need $400,000. Okay, fine. Well, then he disappears. He gives you a couple of sheets of paper to fill out when you want to borrow $400,000 from him. But then he disappears. His chair's a dumbwaiter, and he goes down to the vault. The vault underneath his desk is the size of the Pentagon, and every shelf has money on it. And he gets your $400,000, and he just brings it back up and hands it to you. Here you go. Yeah, that's how easy it is. Almost. Call him up. Say, Chad, I need some money out of the vault. 928-288-2691. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Ah, stop in and enjoy the Comfort Classics menu. Chicken strips melt. Classic cheeseburger. Prime rib, Parmesan griller. How about steak and peppers skillet? Or country fried steak, or prime rib. And then there's a dozen sides you can choose from. And if you're like Rebecca, you have to have a piece of pie before you leave. Do you like the pie at Perkins?
I do like the pie at Perkins, absolutely.
You know, every one of my guests, when I read that, they're like, that sounds good.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So Catholic Social Services is kind of, some of your individuals that are in there have an arrest warrant or have been through the court. Judge Bill Condre, who runs the Quality of Life Court, brought an individual in with him one time. And this individual said that I have been before 11 judges in my lifetime, and this is the first one to help me. explain how the homelessness and the Catholic, or the, well, check two, take two. Explain how the homeless people in your shelter and the quality of court work together.
Okay, so what the quality of life court is helping those in our community who have like an abundance of court fees, who are kind of frequent flyers of the court, and they're just kind of in a cycle that they're struggling to get out of. It could be substance abuse, it could be mental illness, or all the above. So with the judge and the prosecutor, our PATH case manager, Patty, works with them to go through the program of the quality of life court. So there are some phases that they go through. And with each phase that they complete, the fees are reduced. And those fees can be reduced all the way down to zero if they work the program. On our side, in Catholic Charities, of course, Patty runs the MRT program. And
what's MRT?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I was like, I have the book right here. Hold on. It's just one of those long acronyms. Okay, so MRT is moral recognition therapy, which is great. Listen, it's I've just started reading the book that she's teaching because it's very impactful. But it starts with a lot about taking responsibility for your actions.
Right.
You know, which is kind of important for all of us, but especially those facing some legal issues. So she teaches that once a week at Catholic Charities, and so if they've it's a voluntary program. So if the judge has offered them to be in this program, he thinks they're a good fit, they sign a contract, and then they go through these phases. One of those phases is this MRT program, which is used nationwide.
And Judge Condre is kind of holding them accountable, isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. So they meet twice a month.
Right.
And I was lucky enough to get to be present yesterday. So they meet twice a month, and they stand in front of the podium, and he says, "How are you doing? You know, how is your progress coming?" And they're tracking all this. And he's asking them, "Did you get at least two meals? Are you getting at least two meals every day? How's your, you know, if they're in substance abuse programs?" And then, along with this, they're also part of that is to be in behavioral health. Yes.
Right.
So it's this really great program, and some people are really taking advantage of it. I mean, there's a lot of success stories coming out of it. Right now, one in five of those are homeless.
Right.
So,
and I've had Judge Condre in the studio, and I've known him for years, but he explained that like Patty and maybe somebody from, you know, Revive or somebody from Mojave Mental Health, they'll meet before the court and they'll go over, like, well, let's talk about John Smith and Joe Dones and all these different people.
Absolutely.
So that the judge has pretty much got a clue of where that person is at before they come into the courtroom.
That's true, yes.
And so, but his goal is to help them get that driver's license, get that Social Security card, get that cell phone, and get back on their feet and get out of the dump, you know, out of the homelessness situation.
Absolutely. And, you know, and Patty made a good point yesterday after we attended the Quality of Life Court, and then I went to her MRT training this morning. But even if they don't work that program all the way to zero fees, there are successes along the way. So even if it gets them into AA, even if it gets them into Revive and they need a 90-day program,
right.
Even if it gets them into Southwest Behavioral or Mojave Mental Health for counseling, like those are smaller successes that maybe aren't the big picture of getting your fees all the way down to zero, but those are incredible, accomplishments.
Would you say that the homeless population has... that there's six or seven different categories of homeless, or, you know, they're not all the same. Their situations are not all the same. And let's face it, addiction and mental illness is probably a good part of them.
Absolutely. And that's why under Catholic Charities, there are over 20 programs, but PATH, which is an acronym that stands for Projects for Assistance in Transition from Homelessness. And that focuses on severe mental illness. So if that's what's standing in your way from being housed and successful, then that's what they're there for. They're going to work with you, get you into the right type of behavioral program, to get you independent. So that.
Do you find that some of them have been through that before and fell off of the treatment, or ran out of the script, or whatever?
Right, and relapse is common, in especially with substance abuse, or if you're on medication, But at Catholic Charities and with the Quality of Life Court and the judge, patience and compassion are leading the charge.
And I don't want to pump up my friend Judge Condrey too much, but that's a lot coming from a judge that will take his time and his patience with these individuals.
So what I noticed yesterday, I met him for the first time and got to see him in action in this court, was it's not like somebody told him that this is what he had to do. You could tell immediately that this was coming from the heart. Like, right. I almost felt like I was welling up at every interaction he had with these people, because he treated everyone with just dignity and respect, and he remembered them from 2 weeks before, you know, they've been in the program,
right.
And he cared, you know, if they had recent losses, he knew because of the meeting they have before.
Sure.
How are you? How are you doing? How are you holding up? How can we help you? And I was just, I just sat there just astonished, because I didn't know. I mean, this is, I'm learning this. The people of Bullitt are so lucky to have this judge who just said, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be, you know, there just has to be a better way, and he found it. And I just think it's amazing.
Yeah, I went to his court once and watched it. And to sit there and view him mm-hmm. deal with these individuals that he doesn't know them from Adam, mm-hmm. but he has a goal to help them mm-hmm. pursue what we all have. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have a driver's license. We all have a social security card.
Right.
We all have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And help them get back to what we would call normal.
Right.
Anyways, I think it's a pretty cool thing.
It's great. And I saw a couple of cases that were complete success cases, and he praised them, and he applauded them, and he congratulated them, you know, and he was genuinely happy for them.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, it was beautiful. Honestly, it's beautiful.
Well, and I think in Mojave County today, in Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead, and the areas in between, there's more of an effort to help these people. I know that our jail has a reentry program ran by a captain, and like the number three guy in the agency, to help them get back out of the jail and not come back into the jail. You know, same thing. Do they need a license? Do they need a social mm-hmm. security card? Do they need counseling? Do they need a 12-step program? Do they need a 90-day program? And they're trying to help them so they don't come back into the jail.
Right.
And Bill's trying to, Judge Condrey's trying to help them so they don't come back in his courtroom. And they go out and start having a normal life. And one of the big things, too, is reconnecting with their family. If they've been on the street for a long time, their family's probably not talking to them.
Right.
You know, they've probably made the choice that mm-hmm. they believe that this is that person's choice to be on the streets. And too many times it's not their choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So
that's very right. I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, we can all just be one catastrophic event away from being homeless.
Exactly.
So it is important to look at everybody with dignity.
Because you don't know where they were a month ago.
That's absolutely,
you know,
right.
You don't know if they were a general manager or a restaurant, and the restaurant burned down, and bang, they're out of a job.
Yep.
You know, you just don't know their story.
Right.
And we all think we do. We all see them, you know.
That's,
we all see them hanging around Safeway, and we all see them hanging around the different locations. Mm-hmm. And
why don't they just get a job, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't understand the hurdles that they're facing.
Exactly.
But Catholic Charities is here to help them through those hurdles, as is Judge Condrey, like, and this Quality of Life Court.
And chances are they've been through some of these hurdles and failed.
Right.
And so they gave up.
Right.
Right. And
right.
then became homeless.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And we all, you know, for me, I live in this town. I've been here 30 years. Most of my family lives here. I know I have somebody to turn to. But that's not automatic either. We assume everybody's got family to turn to.
Exactly.
That's not a given at all. So, you know, they need that support. And I'm happy that Bullhead people, you know, experiencing this, have the support of Catholic Charities and the Quality of Life Court.
Right.
You know, paying your court fees could mean you have to decide, am I paying rent or am I paying my court fees, or I get picked up again? Like, you know, so I believe that in a lot of ways it's probably preventing some homelessness. Allowing these people to work off their court fees instead of paying them is keeping them housed and or fed.
Yeah.
That's really important.
You just don't know their situations.
Right.
And you know, like I said, I applaud Judge Condrey for taking the time. And it's like you have a homeless person that was arrested for stealing a sandwich from Circle K. Well, we know why he stole the sandwich. He was hungry, you know, or she. And that he can take that and turn it into a positive for them and help them move back into society. And especially when they have the homeless shelter and a place to stay for 90 days, they don't have to worry about their home and their food. And that's the void that you guys fill, which is also awesome.
Right. There's a lot of case managers inside that building. I don't think people realize when they drive by that that building is filled with case managers.
And are they pretty much touching base with each person there every day?
Right. Well, so in the on the shelter side, of course, yes. What do you need? And some people aren't looking for help at the moment.
Right.
You know, they are looking for a sandwich and a shower, and of course, they're welcome. But anybody who wants to enter case management is welcome to. We've got case managers that are specifically for our veterans, and we have case managers that are, you know, that are on the other side of that, as well as our PATH case managers that I spoke about earlier. And, you know, obviously we have a lot of homeless veterans. This is an issue facing. And they're being housed. Our approximate number for 2023 was 70 veterans housed. But
70 veterans?
Yes. So, and then on top of that, you know, you're dealing with at least half of that eviction preventions. So they call and say, I'm at risk of being homeless, like being evicted. Can you help me?
Okay.
And our case managers say, yeah. Of course, we can help you. Now, with veterans, it's a little easier. There's a little bit more funding for veterans. So the money comes from different pots, of course, and that's something we're all kind of used to dealing with. But, you know, we take veteran housing very seriously, of course.
And when it comes to your veterans, are you working with Nation's Finest and some of these other organizations in town that are there for the veterans, Jerry Ambrose and some
right.
of
yes.
You're working with some of those organizations too?
Absolutely. So we are all closely connected in this community. I'm sure I don't have to tell you that, but you know, we even do a lot of work with Mike Connor at River Fund,
right.
You know, because sometimes somebody can be homeless here and they've been here and they just can't get home, you know, and we all know who to call if that's the case.
Right.
We call Mike and he gets them home. He puts them on a bus. We can do a whole nother hour about how I feel about Mike Connor and the great work he does here, but I
know. Mike was in here on the first,
He's my favorite person.
Yeah.
In Bullhead.
And people don't understand the services that River Fund do,
right.
You know, and the flexibility that he has by his board.
Yes.
You know, I feel like if I was driving across the country and totaled my vehicle or something and wasn't able to get a rental car, I could call Mike and say, Mike, I'm in, you know, Timbuktu and I need to ride back to Bullhead City. And he'd find a way to get me on a bus and get me home.
He absolutely would, you know. And,
yeah.
And that partnership that Catholic Charities has with River Fund is vital. I mean, we all have the same goal in mind.
And the city also, they give you bus passes so that yes. these individuals can get to a job interview. And
right.
Because you can't drive them everywhere.
No, we can't, of course not. But, you know, I even noticed that yesterday at Quality of Life Court, he at the very end, you know, when he asked them how they were doing, do you need bus passes? You know,
right.
And everybody said, yes, I do. I need bus passes because I can't get to my job. I can't get back
right.
here to court every 2 weeks to see you. I need bus passes. And he's giving them out. And
so
it's a big deal.
So I think the general public needs to realize that even though you say they can stay up to 90 days, they have to show growth during
yes.
that 90 days.
Yes.
And growth in their world and their life. And with the goal of transitioning out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, and just walking in the door, sometimes it's really hard for people. You know, it's saying, hey, I need help. And when they do, then they're greeted with respect and dignity.
I can see where a lot of people wouldn't be easy to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course. Right. You know.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Let's take our last break. If you have questions, grab your phone. We have our own area code here at the Ken Perrella Tower, 234-343-1065. Give us a shout.
Fading. Streaming TV is an easy way to watch your favorite shows and save money. Mojave Electric's fiber optic network and partnership with TWN Communications will let members stream uninterrupted, customizable television to their homes by providing fast, reliable internet. Use mybundle.tv to create the perfect television package for you and your family. For questions about cutting the cord and streaming TV, call 888-227-2095.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Perkins Restaurant and Bakery invites you to stop in and enjoy comfort classics. Chicken strips melt, the classic cheeseburger, or prime rib Parmesan griller. Dinner plates include the steak and pepper skillet, a delicious country fried steak dinner, or the yummy prime rib dinner, plus your choice of over a dozen sides. Then top off your meal with a nice slice of chocolate French silk pie. Join My Perkins for specials and coupons. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, Bullhead City.
When you need emergency care, you want it fast. And if it's a serious issue like a heart attack or stroke, every minute matters. That's why it's important to choose a hospital equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. At Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, we're here, ready to offer care 24/7. To learn more, visit westernarizonaer.com. In a medical emergency, call 911.
ADOT presents Terrifying Jobs.
Bull Rider, take two.
Today we're talking with Clifford Maxwell, a rodeo bullfighter. His job? Distract raging bulls from going after thrown riders.
Cliff, this seems like a really terrifying job. Why do you do it?
I love protecting the bull riders when they get bucked up.
How big are these bulls?
12 to 2,200 pounds of pure muscle.
You're not cowed by any of this, obviously. Is there anything that scares you?
Yeah. Distracted drivers terrify me.
This message is brought to you by ADOT, ADBA, and this station.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Just sit back and relax and take a couple of hours away from the news and politics of the day. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Sundays with Sinatra, 5 to 7 p.m., brought to you by the Anderson Automotive Group, Havasu Landing Resort and Casino, and the Joshua Tree Spa.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City. And we're brought to you by TWN Communications. You know, we're on TWN here. It does not go down. There's all kinds of people in this building, and they have TWN, and it doesn't fail. It doesn't drop. It doesn't fade. It's the greatest thing on earth. My wife was telling me this morning that somebody was on some Facebook page complaining that they live out in the valley or something, and they were complaining about their provider. And I says, yeah, I don't think Sunlink's out there that far yet. But they're coming. They're in Bullhead. They're in Fort Mojave. And next, they're coming to Golden Shores. That's right. They're out there right now planning how they're going to do it. And soon, Golden Shores, I mean, can you believe that? Topak Golden Shores, they're going to have TWN. Now, you could probably have it, too. There's 22,000 connections out there right now. Go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. ProFit Kitchens. Is it a new year, new me? Are you trying to stay healthy? How have you done for the last month and 8 days? No, I don't want to ask. Well, but you can let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, delicious meals, 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers. And I never knew there was 10 healthy burgers on the planet. 4, let alone just at one place in Bullhead City. 4 delicious bowls and more. They got juices, they got smoothies, they got protein shakes, all good for you, because that's how Eric Fox does it. He doesn't want you putting bad stuff in your system. You can see his whole menu at ProFit. You can place your order there, too. ProFit Kitchen. That's KITCHIN.com. Also brought to you by Barron Services, professional team in fire and security alarm systems. They can go out and do homes and businesses all over the area. If you need an alarm system, call Behrens. How about bugs? You got bugs around your house? Well, they got pest solutions for you. Yes, their technicians take care of homes and businesses. All you got to do is call them. Say, hey, I saw this outside my back door, and I don't want them anymore. Call 928-758-5499. Behrens Services, quality, experience, and family. All right, we got 4 minutes left here with Rebecca from Catholic Social Services, Rebecca Vaughn. And what about funding? Where do you guys get most? I mean, this is not a cheap operation to house, you know, would you say 57 average a day? That's not cheap.
No, it's not. Not at
all. How do you do that?
So we, of course, rely heavily on grants. Legacy Foundation locally is one of our big supporters, as well as the city. But there's, you know, we're always looking for donations. We're a nonprofit, of course, so we're in that nonprofit game of always seeking donations. Right now, of course, everyone's filing their taxes, so doing a tax credit for us. We are a qualifying charitable foster care organization, so you can do that max of $1,051 per couple to us. And all that information is on our website at CatholicCharitiesAZ.org. Or you can call, you can contact me directly at Catholic Charities, and I can always help with that. So that's a big part of how we operate. And also just group and individual donations. You know, our housing shelter, we like to keep it stocked with pots and pans and bedding, things like that. Cleaning supplies, hygiene supplies, always in high demand.
And you mentioned clothing earlier. Clothing, so, I mean, you can use some gently used clothes, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So those can be brought to the program office door at our shelter. There's four doors in the front, but the program office door.
Okay.
And then, you know, if you feel driven or called to donate to this type of charity, of course, you know, you can always reach out to me, and I'm happy to help. On our website, we also have an Amazon wish list link, and that'll take you to exactly what we need on that shelter side, the Tide pods, you know, laundry detergent pods are a big one, soaps, hygiene items, toothbrushes, feminine hygiene, and you can order those directly from Amazon. They'll be shipped right to us, and then your donation of that will be tracked through our system, and you'll get verification of that from
well, Catholic that's pretty
charity.
Cool.
Yeah, it's that's really
it's simplistic really nice. For somebody that wants to.
Yes, and we all order off Amazon, right?
Right. Well, not me, but my.
Yeah.
It happens in my house all the time.
Yeah, they're at your door. I know it.
Especially when I run out of something and I go, "Hey, babe."
Yeah. And then also coming up, we have Panda Express. We are now one of a grateful organization that is benefiting from the Panda Express 20% days. Our first one's going to be March 22nd.
Okay.
So we, you know, if you eat at Panda Express, 20% of the proceeds will go to Catholic Charities.
On March 27th? Okay.
And not just Catholic Charities, but the homeless shelter. So Catholic Charities, of course, is a big organization, but it will come to, so you know your donation will be local, which is
that's good.
But you can follow us on Facebook for all those things of what you can, how you can help, and, you know, when you can eat at Panda. We'll be doing that once a month for the rest of the year.
Okay.
So on Facebook, you just go to Catholic Charities, and then a subpage of that is the Christine Stamper Center for Help and Hope, which is the shelter.
Tell us who Christine Stamper was.
Christine Stamper is Blake Stamper, who is, I think, is a
retired
more
doctor
notable
Lott.
Name in this area. That was his mother. And so they made a generous contribution to the build in her honor.
Yeah. How cool was
so
that?
Yes. And, you know, a big part of why we're standing there today, and we're very appreciative.
Right. Yeah. Rebecca, thank you so much for coming in. Great information. How do people get in touch with you or the shelter if they have questions or want to make donations?
Right. So you can, my work phone number is 928-890-7702. My email is rvaughn, V-A-U-G-H-A-N, at cc-az.org. I'm going to go ahead and over to our website, and from our website you can just find the Bullhead City Shelter, and all that information will be there.
Okay, great.
Yep.
And they can stop by. Or what's the number for the general public to call the shelter? Oh, you don't know.
That'd be great if I remember numbers like that, Larry.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.